From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Tuesday is a national day of mourning across Iran. Thousands were made homeless and spent yet another night in the open following Sunday's major earthquake. With aftershocks, the earthquake left more than 400 dead and thousands injured. The 7.3 magnitude trembler jolted the western province of Kermanshah that borders Iraq, the hardest hit of some 14 Iranian provinces affected. Amina Mohammed said she and her family fled their collapsing home in the Iraqi town of Darbandakan. The quake was centered near the town of Halabja in Iraq's northern Kurdistan region, was felt in Turkey and Israel, and made skyscrapers sway in Dubai. The quake heavily damaged villages and caused landslides that hindered rescue efforts. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan offered both his condolences and aid to the victims. The Iranian Red Crescent estimates 70,000 are in need of emergency shelter. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has vowed to rebuild the region, which sits astride major fault lines and is prone to tremors. A 2003 quake southeast of Tehran left tens of thousands dead. Zimbabwe's top general has warned the military not to hesitate to step in to end purges against former liberation war fighters in President Robert Mugabe's government. The statement by General Constantino Chiwenga came a week after the ruling ZANU-PF party stripped Emmerson Mnangagwa, a former liberation fighter, of his post as vice president. Mnangagwa's removal appeared to clear the way for Mr. Mugabe's wife, Grace, to succeed the 93-year-old leader. Grace Mugabe is expected to be named vice president at a party conference scheduled later this month. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump is wrapping up a 12-day, five-nation tour of Asia dominated by talks on North Korea's nuclear threat and trade. The president said once he returns to Washington, he'll make a major statement on both matters. Mr. Trump's last stop was a Southeast Asian ASEAN summit in the Philippines.
A lot of things are happening on trade, and I'll be announcing pretty much what happened here and also with other meetings, including China and South Korea and lots of other places. We'll be announcing that for the most part in a statement. I'll make it from the White House.
Meanwhile, a naval drill involving three U.S. aircraft carrier strike groups, along with South Korean and Japanese warships, is underway in the Western Pacific as a show of force amid Korea tensions. North Korea, in a letter to the UN Monday, complained about the naval exercises, saying they involve nuclear war equipment ready to strike. North Korea's UN ambassador, Jo Song-nam, blamed the U.S. for escalating tensions and accused the Security Council of ignoring the exercises coordinated by the U.S. The Turkish and Russian leaders met Monday at the Russian Black Sea resort of Sochi to discuss the next steps in bringing the Syrian conflict to an end. President Vladimir Putin said given the achievements in the fight against terrorists, they agreed it's necessary to augment the efforts to assure long-term stabilization, leading to a political settlement of the seven-year conflict. The meeting was the sixth between the two men so far this year. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Monday more than 50 people were killed in a northern Syrian town following airstrikes and despite the presence of a de-escalation zone. The attack hit the rebel-held town of Atareb in Aleppo province and was carried out either by Syrian or Russian warplanes. Lebanon's Christian Maronite Patriarch has begun a rare and historic visit to Muslim Saudi Arabia amid political tensions in Lebanon brought on by the sudden resignation of Prime Minister Saad Hariri. Patriarch Bashar al-Rai said the resignation surprised the Lebanese and saddened them and created a type of deadlock. Hariri is in Saudi Arabia, insisting he is not under house arrest and expected to return to his country shortly. No progress reported in talks in Caracas between Venezuela's socialist government and its creditors after President Nicolas Maduro said the oil-exporting country is trying to refinance and restructure its $150 billion debt. The South American country, beset by massive economic problems, is facing default. Industrial output, fixed asset investment, and retail sales in China slowed in the month of October, in part due to ongoing government efforts to rein in a debt and to cut pollution. Still, the world's second-largest economy expanded 6.9% in the first 9 months of this year. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.